Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Looking forward to the Christina hour.
The Christina.
A half hour.
Half hour. It should be
an
hour.
I like that he's upped it, though. He's really wants it.
It should be an hour. We've had, actually, again, every show is terrific. We had Tom Cerner on from Youth Hire. And we had Charlie Berman on, who's the receiver of taxes for the town of North Hempstead, and both, you know, really wonderful conversations. I had a question for Charlie, but he's coming back in February.
Yes, no, definitely won't have him back on.
From an assessment point of view, you know, if you have a house fire and a piece of the house burns down, you got your insurance money, but you don't put that piece back on. You close it up, which you can have an extra room added on some of these big houses. How does that help your assessment or change it? Because it has to be like almost a new house, you know? And then you have a loss, which would not, 100% of that loss wouldn't have been insurable. So that comes under code 165.
Wow.
Of the New York State real estate laws.
Code 165.
Code 165.
I'm impressed. I mean, John's really familiar with a lot of codes.
And to be able to write off, to be able to write off the loss that wasn't covered by the insurance. And interesting.
And 165.
That's true, too. What else is 165?
It must be a big... That's a magic number.
It's a magic number going on 31. Wait.
Yeah, right.
That's the days till Christina's birthday.
There we go. Wow.
There's a lot of magic numbers as far as that goes,
yeah,
though, right?
Every week.
One is a magic number.
Oh, what's one, Otto?
One is a very magic number. Right. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm really, I mean, one.
One more day till John Ryan's
birthday. There we go. We decided we were going to flip it on John this week, Otto and I.
Okay. I'm going to say, what is he going with this?
He looked very good. He has the look on his face that we get when he comes up with a number. We were decided we were going to flip it on because tomorrow is John's birthday. So we want to give him a big early birthday we're having here with his favorites, his figs and dates and nuts.
Yeah.
That's John's
unbelievable.
Cake. Yes.
And a beautiful gift, too, to boot. So thank you.
Well, happy birthday and many, many more. So, but you know, now that we got all of our
okay,
fabulous
let's move
birthday
on. I'm not
done,
the birthday I know. Person.
He's very nervous now that we flipped the script on him.
I'm sweating.
It's hot in here.
I hate this. That's true. That doesn't help.
This but is a hot this, show, but this is
yeah. It's really it's all good. We're celebrating. You know, I mean, he's his one day. I have 165. I mean, we'll see which one's more important.
Which is the better one?
But also going on right now, back at CGM, is the Halloween party, the first Halloween
today.
Party this year. Yes, it started at 10 o'clock, so I'm sure it's at 11 o'clock, excuse me. I'm sure it's rip-roaring time. Okay. And there's going to be another one on Friday, October 28th at Fuchsia Park.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think there might be a couple of spots left at Fuchsia Park. But if you call 311, they'll let you know, and if you have to get on a waiting list or something, too, because they filled up very, very quick.
It's amazing.
So we just want to remind people of that. And also, I mean, next week, we're having quite a little bit of a Halloween show ourselves. We have someone coming on to actually discuss. Her name's Carrie Ann Flanagan Broski. She's actually taught here at LIU Post, and she's going to talk about historic haunts of Long Island. So it should be quite the spooky show. We're getting in the spirit of Halloween. And also, North Hempstead next week will be having the annual Spooky Walk.
Oh, okay.
Which and the Not-So-Spooky Walk for those who don't want to attend something very scary. The Spooky Walk is going to be on Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th at Clark Botanic Garden from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And this year is a zombie theme, which should be very exciting. They put on a really, I mean, the effort that they put into this is really wonderful. And I used to go when I was a little girl all the time to the Spooky Walk. And it's really just, it's fun, a fun thing that the town of North Hempstead does.
Did it scare you?
You know, you're talking the wrong person because I grew up on horror movies. It was like a running joke in our house because I said I probably shouldn't have been watching a lot of the horror movies I was watching at a very young age, but it was always like our family bonding. So now we're a little obscure, the Fennell family.
The family that watches Chainsaw Massacre together stays together.
It's really like we all just have our love of horror movies, and you could tell by driving past my house, all of our Halloween decorations. Halloween's a very
so
big event.
So you're a big Halloween.
Oh, really? It's decorated outside?
I mean, like, who are we kidding? Every holiday is super big for me, but I really love Halloween. As well, so we did.
I have to give you the name of a house to visit.
Oh,
it's a brother-in-law of mine, who lives in Bayside.
I totally will. That's like one of my favorite things to do.
Tremendous exhibit. He's got people coming from miles around him.
He's been nice. I would love
Halloween?
To.
Yeah. He really goes haywire.
Yes, we keep it
very, very good.
We have very interesting things, and we incorporate
it to you if you want.
The Lenski.
Like
I would totally. Yeah,
oh,
it's fine.
I'm saying, give me the address.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But, we do a very interesting little display ourselves as well. But we don't put on the grass because Jay is a landscaper and, you know, we don't want to ruin our beautiful lawn. So we incorporate it in different ways.
Okay.
But that's just really, you know, like I said, we love Halloween, and especially North Hempstead, we love Halloween. And we definitely recommend that if you have younger children, you could take them to the Not So Spooky Walk on Sunday, October 30th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that's only $3 per person. And it's, you know, like little arts and crafts, kid friendly of things, you know, not scary. So definitely check that out and call 311 if you need any more details about that. And speaking of holidays, this is hot off the presses, and I'm really excited to announce that this year, North Hempstead's Project Independence program will be providing free holiday shopping trip. This is going to go from the Great Neck Social Center to the Lake Success Shopping Center via the town bus, which is really nice because a lot of, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls recently that people want to go out and do their holiday shopping, but unfortunately they don't have the transportation to do so, or they don't, I mean, and the Lake Success Shopping Center has many stores, but the parking lot is very crazy. I mean, I even get very nervous, you know, going in there myself. I park way, way in the back. So this way you can go. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, December 7th. You need to register for this program, though, because you need to make sure there's enough space, obviously. But it's really great. I mean, there's tons of stores there, and it's nice because it's not as overwhelming as a mall. So you can, you know, just go down the strip and do your holiday shopping.
It is a very, very good. It has a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, that's what it's really.
It ranges from Sears to Ace to clothing stores.
Yeah, there's a Bed Bath & Beyond. I mean, like, you know, not that we're promoting anything. I go there all the time because of work. You know, it's good. There's a Macy's Backstage they put in there.
Oh, right. There's
you know,
a lot of eating
there's
places.
Iveron, as we were talking about earlier. So there's certainly a lot of, you can call 311. We actually printed out a list of all the stores just so you're aware of what's there, too.
And the other thing, too, is the bus from the senior center actually picks you up at your house and brings you to the senior center.
Right. So that's what we're trying.
You don't have to be able to drive.
Right. And that's what we were trying. You know, we partnered with Great Neck Social Center on this because we were, you know, we figured it would be the easiest way to kind of get everyone.
So that's anywhere in the town of North Hempstead?
Yep. You just call and but you'd have to go. You know, if you don't obviously live in the Great Neck area, you'd have to get over to the Great Neck Social Center, I would assume. So.
Right.
But call 311 and we could, you know, assist you with any of the arrangements for that, too. I want to tell people also we're having a wonderful joint advisory committee coming up November 3rd. We really encourage people to go because speaking of timely kind of things, the Medicare open enrollment period is going on, and we just want people to really take a look at the different changes and updates and what is good for them. I mean, I know we've talked about this topic on the show, and it's every year it's something different. So we really encourage people to get educated on this. So our joint advisory committee theme, we're going to have a speaker talking about the Medicare 2017 changes. And that's someone from the Family and Children's HICAP program. And also we're having someone from Nassau Suffolk Law Services discuss community Medicaid. Which is also a lot of people have misconceptions about what community Medicaid is, and it's very different from regular Medicaid.
Right.
So it's important to know, and it really it ties into staying at home. So
it's home aid benefits.
Right. So that's, you know, it's definitely obviously an important topic at Project Independence because we want people to stay in their homes, obviously. So these are two great speakers. Obviously, Supervisor Bosworth will be there. You know, there'll be light refreshments will be served. So that is November 3rd from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. But just please call 311 to register so we could make sure there's a spot.
That community Medicaid, just to jump in there for a second, is so good for people because you can wind up with somebody in your house every day just for a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they're not taking over like 24/7. But if you qualify for it and it's less strict the qualifications than for Medicaid.
Right.
It's definitely something to look at.
No, and that's exactly, you know, a good point, John, what you're saying, because I think people hear the word Medicaid and they immediately say, oh, I can't qualify, you know.
Right.
But there's really different qualifiers for this. So it's something important. And Nassau Suffolk Law Services is great. So
I don't think you have to be completely poverty-ridden either to get onto community Medicaid.
Yeah, so I recommend everyone comes. It's great. You don't have to be on an advisory committee to come to this. It's just a big meeting, you know, with all of our different regions there. So please call 311 and schedule that. We've been having our flu shot program has been going on, and we have another date, November 9th. It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we need to make a reservation for that as well, because those slots fill up very quick, too. But they've been a success. I think we had two so far. I think they each had about like 50 or so people at them, which is wonderful because, you know, a lot of pharmacies provide flu shots too, but what's great about Project Independence flu shots, you don't need to bring any kind of insurance thing. You just literally come and just get your flu shot, and you don't have to worry about all the logistics of things. And there's also going to be one on October 27th. There's some slots available at the Port Washington Senior Center from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So you could either do, those are the two dates left, October 27th, November 9th. If you have not gotten your flu shot, please, please call and get your flu shot.
Now, just a question on that one. If you're Port Washington, but you live in
Call Place. Does not matter. Okay. Yeah. And that's what we actually, because some dates just work better for different people.
Okay, that's fine.
So you just call 311 and you'll get
slotted. Typically, there is no charge because Medicare covers it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the flu shot goes.
Yeah, and this you don't even need to worry about getting involved with that, which is nice. You know, you could literally just come in and it's provided by Northwell. Yeah. So that's what a lot of people are like that better, because you don't have to get all buckled down with all these.
You may not know the answer to this, but do they advise your doctor that you got a flu shot? Or will you get some piece of paper that you can use to let your doctor know you did get
a
flu shot?
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. I don't think, I mean, it might, you probably get something. I don't know. I could find out what they do, but
What kind of shot are they getting?
John likes to stump me with these.
Because
stories.
You have to know, so you can tell your doctor.
The shots
good point,
that
Otto.
Are provided this go round is the quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative free, and it's not the enhanced
quadrivalent.
Vaccine. Yes. I know Otto was dying to know that.
<That's good. laughs>
But I think in you know, layman's terms, it means this is not the enhanced flu shot. It's the regular flu shot. You know, there's always this debate on should we take this enhanced one or not. So
that's an interesting question, because I went through a personal experience. I actually went through Walgreens to get my flu shot. And they asked me, what did I want? And I said, well, what did I get before? And they said, you got the enhanced.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I ended up with.
Yeah.
So I have no reason. I don't know why. I'll be
the enhanced, you know, I think
that's an interesting question.
Right,
by
and
the
it's
way.
Really, we always tell people to please talk to your doctor about which one is better for you, because the our nurses just provide the good old fashioned flu shot, because that's been proven. You know, it's not as new. You know, the enhanced one's newer. I'm sure they're both good, but just always talk to your doctor.
No, I'm sure that's the issue. That we as a town are not going to turn around and opt for the more newer version.
Right.
We're just going to stick with the basic. And if you want the other one, you can go to your doctor. That's, you know.
And always talk to your doctor regardless, just to make sure you don't have any allergies or anything either.
So. Yeah. And I'm sure they give you something, some form acknowledging what you had.
Yeah.
But it would be your responsibility then to tell the doctor, you know. Actually, you got another question, but you know what? We'll go take the break. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back after this break.